Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Mindful Master, 10 minutes a day to less stress, less worry, more peace, and more resilience. Written by Nick Trenton, narrated by Russell Newton. Meditation is not evasion. It is a sincere encounter with reality. Thich Nhat Hanh. Today, the word mindfulness is seemingly everywhere. People now speak of mindfulness and meditation not only in the realm of temples and retreats, but also in the workplace, schools, hospitals, government, the military, and even the sports field. Researchers have studied the effect mindfulness has on our productivity, resilience, and well-being, and now neuroscientists are even investigating the effect meditation has on our brains. But most of us would be hard-pressed to come up with a concise definition of mindfulness if put on the spot. What does it really mean? Is it some wishy-washy Buddhist concept that promises peace of mind, ecstasy, and enlightenment? Is it a stress management technique? Both? If you think that mindfulness is more or less the same as meditation, you're partly right, although there's a little more to it. In 2012, the American Psychological Association gave their definition of mindfulness as a moment-to-moment awareness of one's experience without judgment. In this sense, mindfulness is a state and not a trait. While it might be promoted by certain practices or activities, such as meditation, it is not equivalent to or synonymous with them. Mindfulness is essentially awareness, but it's a certain quality of awareness that we can cultivate within ourselves. While it's so easy these days to rush in with our personal opinions, appraisals, and judgments of every stimulus, mindful awareness is characterized by a complete non-attachment to the sensations and thoughts we become aware of. Instead of reacting to every transient thought or feeling that arises within us, being mindful is like taking a step back to watch ourselves having that emotion or that thought. In becoming aware of our thoughts as thoughts, we gain some distance from them and give ourselves the opportunity to choose to become engaged or not. Now, while that could be taken to mean that mindfulness leads us to disengage from the present reality, this could not be further from the truth. The key to awareness is that it is always based in the present. Awareness and mindfulness are not theories or fixed personality traits, but something we do and experience continually, moment after moment. While anxious rumination can take us away from the immediate moment in front of us and either back to the remembered past or into the imagined future, mindfulness is about being fully present with what's going on right here, right now. And what are we meant to be aware of? Thoughts, physical sensations, emotions, or a blend of all three. Mindfulness can be a concept too abstract and elusive to grasp without effort, but understanding it becomes a little easier when we consider what happens when we're not engaged in it. When we're not mindful, we're simply not paying attention. We see, but we don't really look. We hear, but we don't really listen. Without mindfulness, we go through our lives like robots on autopilot. If you've ever eaten a meal without actually tasting it, found yourself at home with no memory of having driven yourself there, or zoned out in a conversation with a friend, you know what it means to not be in control of your own conscious awareness. When we're distracted, unconscious, or acting mindlessly, we're not in full awareness. And this includes any time we get carried away with worries for the future or regrets about the past. We lack mindfulness when we act without noticing what we're really doing. Without mindfulness, we are unable to fully focus or concentrate, departing from the present and getting carried away by our thoughts. We act without thinking, being pulled this way and that by our shifting experiences as though we're walking through life half asleep. Many people have claimed that mindfulness is accompanied by an attitude of compassion, while others would describe this perspective more as a kind of acceptance, an acknowledgement of the moment and yourself within it, however you are. No judgment or interpretation, no clinging or rejecting. Combining the above facets and features, we can thus boil all of this down to a workable, clear definition of what mindfulness is. A state of non-judgmental awareness of the present moment, which we can access through certain practices such as meditation. More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at russelericnewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.